Hello everyone, my name is Christina and I'm coming to you from Oxford University Press headquarters in Florence, Italy. It is my pleasure to welcome Michael Lacey Freeman for Tea at Five. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello. It's been really nice to spend some time with you on these podcasts these last weeks, and I wanted to do this one talking about that very word, hello, getting to know people. When I first came to Italy, the ways of, I wanted to get to know people. It was really important to make friends. And as I said in another story, it wasn't so easy to invite people, for example. And people say, in Italy say hello in different kinds of ways. One thing, to make friends in Britain, often you have to follow certain rules that are not written down, but it just takes a little bit longer, to make a friend often. Normally, one of the things we do, this is why we talk about the weather a lot, for example. But this is one of the stereotypes of British people, that we talk about the weather. It's because it's a safe subject to begin with. One of the rules, and there's a book called Watching the English by Kate Fox, which is very good, that speaks about this. One of the rules is, if a British person comes up to you and speaks about the weather and says, "It's a lovely day, isn't it?" Agree with them, even if you don't think it is a lovely day. Even if for you it's quite cold. If you're in London and a British person comes up to you and says, "Lovely day," say "lovely day" back. Because it's a way of saying hello, of starting a conversation. It's a door that can be opened. A bit like making a cup of tea, offering to make a cup of tea for someone. It's the same kind of principle. We say hello in this kind of way. Or if there's some kind of a problem, that's a great opportunity for British people to get to know each other, is to complain about a problem, maybe a train that's late or something that doesn't work. And then, of course, again, you have to agree. You mustn't say, "Oh, in Italy, it's much worse. This is actually quite efficient. Actually, this train is not so bad." No, you have to agree. And then you will have more of a chance to get to know somebody. So with all these things, there are rules, and I had to learn these things when I came to Italy. I had to learn the different ways of getting to know somebody. And like I often, and get to know things like, and get to respond to questions like, if I bumped into somebody that I kind of knew, and they would ask a question like, "Che fai, dove vai?" You know, "What are you doing? Where are you going?" For me, they were very immediate questions, and questions that maybe only very few people could ask. And so I would, at the beginning, feel quite uncomfortable about them, misinterpreting these questions as being questions that were demanding a detailed response. And in fact, they weren't. They were just ways of saying hello. I remember one moment strikes me very much when, in my first months in Italy, when I still didn't know Italian very well, was when I went to visit a friend in Macerata. And I went up to the building of this friend, and I wanted to ring the bell. And there was a little girl next to me. She obviously lived in the same building as my friend. And she was looking at me as a 6-year-old, 7-year-old would do at an adult, curious. And then she asked me, "Che fai?" Now, I was still very young in Italy. I was still very, like, it was my first months. I was still quite new. And I had a lot to learn with the language. And so I translated it. "What do you do?" And I responded, "Faccio l'insegnante." She gave me a look as if I was, like, from another planet. And maybe at that moment, for her, I was from another planet. I didn't quite understand her perplexity and just thought, okay, she's young, she's 6. Maybe, she doesn't really understand me. I've got a different accent. It was only when I got into the lift that I realized my mistake, that she didn't want to know about my job. She wanted to know where I was going, who I was going to see. It was a kind of a way of, in a way of saying hello. And of course then, as always with grammar, grammar is about, you experience grammar when you live in the country of the target language. You can experience that. And I learned that, you know, Kifai is very different from what do you do. I learned, I had a great grammar lesson that day, but I realized my mistake. And then, of course, there is goodbye. And that is also equally fascinating. Before I came to Italy, I thought that goodbye was a simple thing. To say goodbye to somebody was a simple thing. Bye, bye, and that's it. The people would go their separate ways. My first dinner in Italy, I immediately realized that goodbye is not necessarily such a simple thing, not such a simple transaction. I remember this dinner very well. And I had dinner with some friends and we spent a couple of hours together. And then came the time when there was the first goodbye. The people, my guests, were leaving. They stood up to say goodbye and I went to get their coats. But then suddenly, by the way, that pie that you made was quite interesting. How did you make it? And so I stopped getting the coats and replied to this question. 20 minutes later. I'll have to try it. Okay, well, we better go now. Okay, I'll get your coats. Oh, did you hear about my neighbor? What? What's happened to your neighbor? Oh, he had a fall yesterday and they've taken him to hospital. I don't know how he is. And then there's another 20 minute conversation about the next door neighbor. When this was over, the group shuffled a little bit closer towards the door. And then there was another question. And then another shuffle. Question, shuffle, question, answer, shuffle, question, shuffle. It really was like a dance. And I didn't know when this dance was going to end. I thought, there's something I don't understand here. We said goodbye maybe 2 hours ago, and we're still here. Finally, after 2 hours, my friends are outside the door. I'm opening the door to say goodbye. What a wonderful evening. And that, it was cold. And that seemed to be, to my friends, the perfect moment to talk about how cold it was. And so another conversation ensued about the weather and about how cold it was. That was my first dance. I've lived in Italy for some time by now. And I do this dance happily as well now. In fact, I like it so much that this beautiful dance, it really does kind of sum up the whole meaning of goodbye, really, because goodbye actually originally means God be with you. And it really is a dance of friendship and a dance of love, really. And so I happily take part in this dance now called goodbye. It becomes more of a problem for me now when I go back home and I don't know how to say goodbye quickly anymore. Thank you.
That was award-winning author Michael Lacey Freeman. We really hope that you enjoyed the show. We'd love to hear your comments and suggestions. You can write us at formazione@oup.com or make some comments on our Facebook page or write to enquiries.it@oup.com. For now, this is Christina signing off from Florence, Italy. Have a great day.